Distance Radio goes back to school on Mondays in September. Brought to you by NoMoreNets.com. Expert care, strand by strand.
I thought you might like that one.
I love that.
Oh, we are joined by the lovely Gemma and Emily from No More Knits. It is your trusted specialist for safe, gentle and clinically informed head lice and knit removal. Oh,
good afternoon, Michelle. Thank you so much for having us.
Lovely to meet you. It is lovely to have you on. Firstly, I mean, how did you get started? Because it's not your usual job, really.
It's not your usual job at all. So I have a teenage daughter. She has always had waist length hair. When she was much younger, I used to get those dreaded emails from school saying, like, lice outbreak in year two or whatever. And one day I received one. I looked at her hair that was touching her bottom and I thought, no, I just can't. Not again. So I Googled head lice removal expert in my area and absolutely nothing came up.
Oh, really?
And that's where the idea was born.
Because and did you two know each other before?
No, not at that time.
But obviously I have a child as well and had the dreaded letters. So we were in the same boat when we did meet. And what a great idea.
And Gemma, of course, has 20 years experience in the hairdressing industry.
Ah, now that is helpful.
Yeah, and had this when we did meet and got talking about it. She said,
I've had the same idea. There's nothing around here. Whereas if you look at other countries, they have clinics and head lice removal experts everywhere.
Really? We used to get Nitty Nora, the knit expert. Exactly. What's she called? Nitty Nora?
Nitty Nora. I mean,
looking back, the knit nurse.
I mean, looking back, I think potentially in some schools it was probably the poor headmaster's wife or something who was sent out. But we were all lined up and we, you know,
Regularly checked.
So, I mean, obviously that would have just kept things under control, and I guess it's budget or there is no such job anymore. We don't have that, do we?
It was phased out in the late 90s, sadly. I think a lot of people say it was due to the fact that we shouldn't knit shame children. I actually think that probably budget was a lot to do with it. Mm. It's a shame we don't have it because the problem is now absolutely rife in schools. If we had the ability to head check children at the beginning of term, middle term and end of terms, I think the problem would be a lot less.
It is September. Kids have all headed back to school. And this is the time that parents dread, don't they?
Absolutely.
It's the floodgates for lice.
Absolutely.
That's quite a visual. Thank you, Gemma.
It's lice season and they're very happy.
It's lice season. You know, you've had weeks of summer holidays. You've been enjoying yourself. Children have had sleepovers. They've been going to holiday camps.
Their hair's grown.
And you get your uniform ready, sew those labels on, and just about ready to go to school, and you discover the dreaded knits. And it really is peak season for it.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Do you think people always fess up, or do they still feel a lot of shame?
There's definitely still a lot of shame, a lot of stigma about having head lice, definitely.
And this is the problem that we're facing with No More Knits. We will go to families' houses and we say, you know, you must pop this on your parents' WhatsApp group. Mm. No, I can't do that because then they'll know it was my little Tommy that's had it. And we said, but, you know, if you don't tell other parents, they're not going to check their children and potentially little Tommy's going to get it back again.
It's going to go round.
It's going to go round and round. And there's so much shame and stigma surrounding it. And it really shouldn't be.
Okay, so I think this is a perfect time to ask, do they like dirty hair or clean hair? Is that a myth?
It's an absolute myth.
Okay.
Lice are not selective. They do not care.
They're equal opportunities.
And I would say, actually, that the stigma around it is that, oh, you know, the family must be dirty, their hair must be dirty. It's simply not true. They love clean hair just as much. And in fact, clean, soft, silky hair, they've got a really good purchase.
It's a playground.
It's an absolute festival playground for them. They don't care. They go to anybody that will have them.
Oh, I know one person, and I do believe that SJ knows this person too. She's quite well known. Ashley James was very brave, wasn't she, to admit that she couldn't go to an event because of knits.
We salute Ashley. I mean, she was absolutely marvellous the way she came out on social media. Very, very openly. providing photographic evidence and her treatment plan. It was fantastic, and I wish more people would talk about it.
Mm-hmm. So if your child does have a case of NITs, how important is it then to check the entire family, and do we pre-treat ourselves? Because my child, I've only had one NIT outbreak, and I was somebody who loved getting rid of those NITs. Yeah. I was in my element. But
I find it therapeutic.
I was really happy, but it was a Sunday night, bath night, all the shops were shut. I didn't have the stuff at home, so it was a bit of a scramble, got rid of this, but I didn't even think to check mine or do mine. Yeah. So how is that getting shared around? Do they jump? Do they rub up against your hair? Or how does the spreading work?
This is another myth. Lice do not jump or fly, they crawl, and they are Olympic speed crawlers.
Okay.
So it has to be head-to-head contact.
Right.
The other way it can spread is from the NITs, which are the eggs. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people get confused. They talk about NITs thinking it's the actual insect. It's not. The NITs are the casing that the insect incubates in, and then it's all the shells that are left behind once they hatch. If those NITs, say you've brushed your hair,
yes,
or your daughter's hair, mm, and then you use her hairbrush that's recently had those NITs on, you can transfer them onto your own hair shaft, but they can't jump or fly.
So they're just crawling through.
They just crawl.
But really,
through.
I mean, as you say, they must be Olympians, because sometimes they have quite a long way to go, and they're teeny weeny.
They're so fast. Well, we've had situations where we've treated incredibly heavy infestations, and if the wind's been blowing in the wrong direction, and we've been doing it in a family's garden, we've seen them crawling up our legs.
And honestly,
yeah, they're so fast. Yeah, we've.
So do you go in wearing like a sort of beekeeper kit, fully covered?
We don't do that because we don't want to make the children feel that some, you know, they've got some horrendous virus or anything.
Like NASA's so, arrived.
Exactly. So we wear, you know, sort of
scrubs.
Yeah. But we do wear complete hair covering. Yes, mm-hmm, absolutely.
I can imagine, because I'm looking at Gemma's gorgeous blonde long hair and I think that's a target practice, isn't
tied
it?
Right up. There? I've been very fortunate that even as a child, I never really got NITs. I think I had them once as a child.
Okay, this is really interesting to me, because you can have three kids in the same family. Two kids will get them all the time. The other one just never gets. Yeah. I mean, is there a scientific basis for that? Is it like a mosquito bite? You know, like some people just never
exactly
get mosquito bites?
That. I think pheromones maybe. I just think you're just one of those people that just don't attract them.
Yeah.
Whether it's they have a certain smell or something that they're attracted to.
I think the hormones, I think just can affect whether they decide to go to you or not. In fact, what we have noticed is in families, often if there are children with a lighter coloured hair, they don't seem to be as heavily infested as the darker colours.
There's like no natural camouflage.
There's
or
no scientific evidence. This is just my personal observation
of the thousands and thousands of lice.
But I have noticed that children with finer blonde hair, they often tend to be the ones that get away without an infestation. I have no idea why. And as I said, there's no scientific proof of that. Just my own personal observation.
All right. What about boys versus girls?
Boys get them just as much. We've been to families before, and the girls have had them, and the mum's like, "Oh, my son, can you just check him? I don't think he's got them." And he's been the one with the heavier infestation.
He probably brought them home in their first.
They're often patient zero.
She hasn't seen. So when you go to a family, is it often when? At what point do they call you? Is it when they feel overwhelmed? Is it when there's this recurring problem? At what stage do they bring in the experts? Because I think it's amazing, and I think that as much help as we can get and be open about it, because it can be, like you say, we have an emotional reaction to our children getting
absolutely
NIT, which maybe we shouldn't have. We should laugh it off, which Ashley James has taught us, and say, you know, this happens, everybody, let's talk about it. But it can feel, I'm just in a panic and I don't know what to do.
Most of the time when people contact us, they have been trying to get rid of them for weeks.
Oh,
so
no.
By the time they contact us, they're distressed, they are absolutely fed up and at the top of the tree. A lot of the shampoos that one can buy over the counter, head lice have developed a resistance to them.
They have not.
So in the early 2000s, there was a sort of genetic mutation of lice. About 30% of them became resistant to some of the chemicals in these products.
Wow.
That percentage today is 80%. So people are going out, buying over-the-counter treatments, but finding that a lot of the time it's not getting rid of the problem. So by the time they've come to us, you've got children whose hair is quite dried out, and you know they've had a lot of these shampoos on, and they're just absolutely...
Poor little kids. I feel for them. You know, because as soon as a kid starts, you know, you can imagine the teacher in the classroom. It's September, and they see this first scratchy hair, and thinking, oh, here we go. Exactly. It's time for that awful letter to go out to the entire parent pool.
And there is a new breed of lice called super lice. Now, this doesn't mean that they are superheroes that are flying around with capes on, but they're just super strong. And they're super strong in that they are resisting a lot of the chemicals that we have traditionally used in removal.
So you've got to be constantly changing up the formula to make sure that it's removing the lice effectively and thoroughly.
Exactly.
So it doesn't come back.
Exactly. And I mean, the one product, the one, you know, a thing that does absolutely get rid of them is something called dimethicone, which is a silicon gel.
Right.
And so it's not a toxic chemical, but it's a silicon gel which suffocates them.
We want the good, the bad and the ugly. SJ, you had a question, didn't you?
Let's do it.
I'm just interested because I love the idea that you go to families, you show up to help, and sometimes you may not know what you're coming up against. I mean, I feel like this is a reality TV show because, as I said, I find the removal of nits so satisfying. But what is the most extreme infestation you've ever had to deal with? And also, you know, I'm guessing that was also your biggest success story.
We have had... Well, first of all, I would say that all the families that we have visited are a success story.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the time we arrive, they are really stressed, and being able to help them, being able to clear those infestations, seeing their sheer delight on the parents' faces when we leave those houses.
Lovely.
And their children are nit and lice free. Every family's a success story for us.
Yeah.
In terms of the worst infestation we've had to deal with, there was a girl who unfortunately had been riddled with it for 3 years.
Oh, bless her. And how does that affect her health? Is it just her scalp health? Would that affect your overall health?
And
obviously emotionally and everything.
I know. Affecting her overall health, definitely.
In which ways?
Just the confidence. So she, when we turned up, she had a hoodie over her head.
She'd been hiding in her bedroom. Her mum hadn't realised how bad it was because her mental health was so affected.
Oh.
She was just walking around in a hoodie. And she spent all her time in her bedroom. And mum thought it was just because she was, you know, going through a phase of being a bit quiet and reclusive and left her to it. But actually, it was because she was hiding. And she was actually hiding it from her mother as well.
Oh,
and when we took that hood down, her hair, along the sides of her hair, it was actually dreadlocked with old nits.
Oh, right.
It was absolutely stuck together. It was like someone had taken some Yoo-hoo and stuck all her hairs.
Oh, so how do you start the treatment process with something like that? Obviously, you're a hairdresser as well, so you can treat the hair and make sure the hair's cared for, as well as removing the nits. So it starts with this solution. And is it a typical nit comb like we're used to?
Yes, it's a nit comb. That's number one. The combing process is really important. Just as much as the solution we use, the combing is number one. I'd recommend to do combing checks weekly on your children.
Really?
Just check your hair weekly.
Actually, yeah, this is a good time. Can you give us what are the tips that we need to know? If we've got kids at school, what would you recommend we do every week?
I think check your hair weekly if you can. Obviously, we've all got busy lives, but definitely comb through the hair if you've got five minutes
to do it with your daughter.
Yeah, I used to do it with my daughter. Check her weekly.
But would I not? I feel like I would see that. But I wouldn't, would I?
No,
I'm naive enough to think I will spot that knit mile away.
They have an amazing ability of camouflaging themselves.
So is it bottom of the neck I'm looking?
You need to look behind the ears, bottom of the neck and crown of the head. Head lice will always go to the warmest part of your head. They will nest in there. So often it can be, if you sleep on your left side, for instance, they'll be all behind your left ear or the left side of your head. They're often, or if you wear a ponytail or a bun, they can often nestle underneath. So you really do need to section that hair and get a metal knit comb.
Yep.
Slide it down the hair shaft and just wipe it on a piece of kitchen towel.
Right.
Because there may be little nits that come off that are not clear to the naked eye. So that weekly head check is absolutely crucial to stay on top of it.
Right.
And of course, the sooner you find it, the sooner you discover an infestation, the easier it's going to be to clear.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And what should schools put in place, in your opinion? Is there anything the school system's missing, and why these infestations are still happening? Obviously, we talked about the regular checks, but is that information not getting spread around quickly enough?
Well, from our point of view at No More Knits, we would love to see schools reintroducing the knit nurse. And we've offered to go into several schools.
Oh, do you have a job, though?
Exactly. No. Well, we've offered to go into several schools saying that we'll have our
You'll be the knit nurse.
We could be the knit nurse.
I would be my school's knit nurse. But every school would have one mum who loves that knit comb.
We would love to be able to go and do after school clinics, check all the children, and then, yes, you have, no, you haven't. If you need some help, here we are. Otherwise, you need to get it sorted. I really think that if there was some sort of checking system in schools, the problem would be less serious. Obviously, tying hair up, really important. Girls mm-hmm. with long hair, stick their hair up in a high ponytail and plait it. Encourage your children. As much as we all love hugging each other and we all love giving each other those cuddles, maybe just teach them to do high fives. Stay away from doing selfies. Selfies is a huge spreader.
Oh, that's going to work.
Exactly. This is the thing. And that's, our social behaviours have changed over the last few years.
They have, haven't they?
It's fashionable to have waist-length hair. It's fashionable not to have it tied up. It's so fashionable to do a selfie. And all of those things put together means that actually... Added to the super lice.
So even tweens and teens, which I think of as not having.
So many teens have them.
Really?
Yeah.
What about universities?
It used to be, and we're sitting here with headsets on, so this may come as a slight surprise.
You might want to check those.
You might want to check them afterwards. But it used to be the sort of 4 to 11 year olds. Now it's very much the late teenagers and those at university. They go into rooms, they put headsets on.
We're all wearing headphones much more. My kids have all got a set of big headphones for the car journeys.
Yeah. And if you've, someone's got lice and knits, transfer those onto someone else. Oh, just listen to this song. Here's a bit of Taylor Swift. Listen to this one, which they all love.
And then off goes Larry the Lice.
Yeah, exactly.
Straight onto the next head.
All those knits come off and they just transfer onto the head. Wow. So actually, it's affecting people of all ages.
Wow. Gosh, I am learning a lot.
Me too.
Now, my lovely co-host, if you don't know already, and I still haven't managed to mention that she was on This Morning last week, but she is a baby name expert and she's just been Googling Emily Nakvi and Gemma Grubb. This is astounding. What have you found out, SJ?
So I was just interested because I was loving Nakvi and Grubb and I'm seeing this reality TV show in my mind where you go around getting rid of knits. Nakvi actually means clean.
Does it actually?
It actually means clean. And then grub is a Middle English word for an insect. So together you are the perfect pairing. You were born to do this job.
And also when I go home later and my daughter has left a mess in the kitchen, I can say, no, because your name means clean.
It means clean.
You live up to your name.
Pure and clean. So it's perfect. So I often get funny looks when I say I'm a baby name expert. How do people react when you say, you are the experts in knit removal? How have you found the reaction positive?
First of all, they itch their head.
Of course they do.
Straight away, they itch. The minute you mention you are head lice, they start itching.
Really?
It's just something in your head.
But the itch, is that because they're crawling around in our heads? Is that what's causing people to itch?
Actually, it's not. That's another myth. The itching on our heads is actually caused by the saliva. When a louse feeds, it makes a tiny little microscopic hole and it secretes some saliva into your scalp.
I wish I hadn't asked. I don't think it's any better than the crawling.
It's nearly lunchtime, Emily.
Exactly. It helps open up the blood vessels and then they have a good old feed. It is your scalp reacting to that saliva. It's an allergic reaction.
Okay. It's so important to realise that's an allergic reaction because it makes me feel that must be so uncomfortable. And how does that affect the child's behaviour and how do they feel? And how can mums, if we're not spotting the knits, I was really fascinated when you said earlier about the girl keeping her hoodie on, and I've got a teenager who doesn't like to tell me exactly what's going on. So what are other behavioural cues that you see going to a family?
Yeah, it can cause real behavioural issues. You have to think, if you have a small child or a teenage child, they're not getting a good night's sleep, their head is itching, they're tossing and turning, they wake up in the morning to go to school, they're tired and crotchety, they potentially don't eat as much of a healthy breakfast as they could if they'd had a good night's sleep, they're grumpy, and therefore they become quite difficult. They're tired during their lessons at school, and they're feeling frustrated, and they just want to get rid of this feeling of itching on their head, and it makes them really, really, it consumes them.
Yeah, and it's just that process. It's what you've really taught me today. I'm just thinking about, you know, if we have a mosquito bite, I don't feel any shame in saying I've had some mosquito bites, even flea bites from a pet. We're happy to go and address those and talk about them. But it's just something about, maybe it's a stigma from back
it's
when we were kids and we used
myth,
to,
it's the old dirty,
the dirty myth.
It's absolutely that.
Which is just, hopefully we're just shrugging off, and this next generation of parents and children just being able to be like, this is just as normal as any of these other itches and rashes and allergic reactions. We would never blame somebody for having an allergic reaction to even sun cream yet,
exactly,
or eczema.
Exactly.
But yet this reaction on our scalps is just coming with bad stigmas. I'm really pleased to have chatted to you today and to spread that.
Thank you.
And I'm really hoping that it does change the conversation.
Well, yeah, you must have loads of parents who don't contact you because they're too embarrassed, and others that eventually take that step and they are really embarrassed. How do you deal with that?
Often when parents contact us, they're almost whispering down the phone. We have to remind them that this can happen to anybody, whether you live in a castle or a caravan. You will get head lice at some point, potentially.
At some point.
80% of children in this country will get head lice.
Wow.
Fact.
Wow.
It's fact. 1 in 12 children in this country have head lice at any one time. That's 2 or 3 per classroom.
Per class.
We all get it. It's just, you know, every mammal, every bird has their own form of lice or tick or flea. This is just ours.
Yeah.
And we have to remind them that it's okay. You are not alone. Everybody goes through this. But confessing it almost means like they're confessing some shame and some crime. It is not because you're dirty. It is not because your house is dirty or your children are dirty. We have to get rid of that myth.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make people understand and talk about it more, that this happens to everybody. It's okay.
That is so reassuring to hear from you.
And the more you talk about it, it's going to stop the spread then. If we're more open with it, and if you say, oh, my daughter's had head lice, tell the parents that they've been hanging around with. They can all check their children. It's going to stop the spread if we're more open.
It's biology. And, you know, also encouraging parents that they've done a good thing by contacting us. You're dealing with it. That's the first step. Well done. You've picked up the phone, or you've Googled. You've found someone that can help you in this pickle. Brilliant. You're dealing with it. Amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
So what's the next step then? You arrive on the door. You're dressed in your high-vis.
Zachvi and Grub at your service. We arrive at the door. We're dressed in our scrubs. We come in.
Okay, this would be me. Do you arrive in a car that says no more nits on it? Because I would tell you to park at my neighbours.
Absolutely not. And in fact, some of the people that call us say, can we just check? Car isn't logoed, is it? I said, literally, if my car was logoed, my daughter would have left home, let me tell you. She would not be living it.
We don't have logo on our outfits. We don't have logo on our car. We're very discreet.
Yeah. Okay, that's really important to know, because otherwise it would just be so embarrassing to have you arrive at the house.
Absolutely. And also, some children, you know, particularly if they're smaller children, they're quite frightened by the concept of bugs living in their hair. Some families refer to it as bughead. You know, these little children that, you know, that they don't really understand. And we will go in and say, oh, we're here for a little spa day. Or we will try we will try and glamorise this a little bit. So, oh, mummy daughter spa day. And we're going to give mummy some treatment and you some treatment. And we're going to put a lovely conditioning oil on your hair and have a comb through. We dress
That's
it up.
That's lovely advice for parents as well, not to be like, oh, panicky.
Yeah,
putting this in your hair. You're going to really enjoy it. This is such a treat for you. Make it seem like something.
Flip the narrative. It's a treat.
Exactly. Yeah, and in fact, I must say, a lot of the mums, if we have to give them a treatment, it's 40 minutes where they get to sit down.
It's a head massage.
And someone's massaging their hair and combing it. And I've noticed quite a few of the mums get quite sleepy eyes going, oh,
they book in for a
quite
repeat
relaxing.
Next week.
Exactly.
Oh, wow, that is amazing. I love that you are just making it feel much more of a positive and less embarrassing experience for anybody, because in the end, if you can put a stop to it, it's only going to be healthier for the kid, for the family, for the classroom.
Absolutely.
Have you had teachers contact you? Can you help me out?
Teachers. Lots of teachers, yes.
Really? Yeah, what are they saying?
Lovely girl, a 23-year-old who was worked in a Montessori, again, with this beautiful waist-length hair that all these young... She was absolutely riddled, poor thing.
Oh, right.
And, you know, she didn't even have children or...
So it was fair. Is there a recommended time that you should stay at home? So say my child's got home, my child, when the one time I got to experience this lovely feeling of combing out the knits was a Sunday night, and I just sent him to school the next day. Should I have kept him home?
Not if you'd have cleared the infestation, but it's a tricky one because at the moment schools don't have a policy to send you. For instance, in Texas, the state of Texas in America, if your child has head lice, it is mandatory that you keep them home for 14 days.
Which 14?
Is
the
14 days. That's the life cycle of the head lice.
No way.
They do that in order for you to ensure that a parent actually deals with it. Because by the time that 14 days is up, you are so ready for your son or daughter to go back to school. Yes. You have made sure that you've cleared those lice and nits.
If it was a repeat offender, maybe
schools. You have to
keep
them home. They're not so, you know, at the moment, there is no policy to keep children off school.
Amazing. As they should be. SJ did incredible name gathering googling, and we've discovered that they are basically clean.
Nacfi means clean.
Yeah, clean insects.
And clean insects.
You know, there is a thing called nominative determinism, which means that your name predicts what job you're going to have.
Stop.
So
wow.
You literally, next time I get asked that on TV, you can be my example.
I don't think the careers advisor at school would have predicted I would be a removal expert.
It's absolutely brilliant to find a gap in the market that we all need. You said you see several families a day at peak time. So anyone listening thinking, is this really niche? Is this something that I should be open about? Yes, you are proof that you're visiting. This service is really, really needed. And you're going to tell us a bit about the product that you actually use, because it's very premium rather than just what you can get over the counter.
Absolutely. We use a product that's, it's actually 100%, it's a mineral oil called dimethicone. Mm-hmm. And it was developed by a lady who's a mum just like us, who just like us had this issue with her own children, found that a lot of the treatments you available over the counter didn't work. And she developed this product. And in fact, she actually went on the Dragon's Den with it.
Did she? Give
and
her.
It's it. So fantastic. She won an investment. And
brilliant.
You know, it's her product that we use, and it's absolutely brilliant. And it's like a silicon gel. So when you put it on the hair, it suffocates the lice and eggs. And it is so smooth that it actually conditions the hair.
Right.
And a lot of our customers say how soft their hair feels, or their children's hair feels after
and
the treatment.
And what does it smell like?
It does, there's no smell.
Which is amazing, because back in the day,
I remember.
No smell. It's completely non-toxic.
I mean, that was like a sign on top of your head saying, yes, I've had nits, wasn't it?
Surgical smell. Yeah, surgical smell. There's absolutely no smell. It's eco-friendly. It's not
toxic.
How
long do you leave it on for? How long are you in someone's home for doing the treatment?
So it takes us about 40 minutes per head to we put the solution on, and then we do an intensive
thorough comb through.
And then we recommend you leave it on for 2 hours after we've left.
Okay.
And then wash it off after that.
Wash it off yourself, blow dry. And then I'm guessing wash all the sheets. Is there anything that we should be doing?
Wash the sheets, wash the teddies, wash the snuggly blankets. Mm.
That's hair brushes. Wash your hair brushes. Yeah. Get the hair out of the hair brushes.
Yeah.
We often say put those teddies either in the spa, which is the washing machine, or at night in the ice hotel, which is in the freezer. Stick them in the ice hotel for 24 hours, and it would kill any eggs or lice that were planning to live on them.
And you just told me that by the time we spot knits, they could have been in the hair for a month.
Absolutely.
So when I get that message on WhatsApp, to be fair, I go, oh, someone's got knits in my child's class. Quick 20 seconds look. Carry on with my day. What should I be doing?
You need to sit down and thoroughly go through
everyone in the home.
Everyone in the house, including you. Because it's all very well we clear the children, but often mums don't realise that they've actually got it themselves, and then it just keeps going round and round and round.
Really?
The key to prevention is head checks.
And if I check the heads and they look clear, should I still pre-treat? even if it looks clear, but I know there's an outbreak of NITs in my child's class, and they say, please, everyone check and treat. What do I do? Just check daily?
Just check. Keep checking. I recommend checking once a week. Even without the note coming home, just keep checking.
Mm-hmm. Right, there's going to be people listening today who want your number. I know. How do they find you?
Well, you can Google us. We have a website, nomorenits.co.
And that's a very helpful website, actually, because it does sort of debunk some of the myths. It gives you some instructions on how you should be looking after your hair, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And if you find us, if you follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, we often put reels on there showing our process, giving advice, prevention tips, things that might help. There's nothing that's scientifically proven to prevent. However, there are things which we feel do work. So if you go on and follow us on Instagram.
And they can book online as well, can't they?
They can book online, yes. If you go on the website, we've got a booking process online and a phone number. Just give us a call. Pick up the phone.
Yeah. And once again, I mean, it's a very discreet service. They don't arrive like Ghostbusters. It's not like that. They don't have to park around the corner. They can come and just stop this.
Completely undercover, just like Cagney and Lacey.
Indeed. That is NACV and Grub. I just love it. You need that on your t-shirts, I think, don't you?
I think that'd be a really new branding.
And also, thank you very much for sponsoring our back to school specials. Really appreciate that, because
it's our pleasure.
It is just been such a joy to bring so much knowledge to our listeners over these 3 weeks that SJ and I have been co-hosting on these particular themed programs. Do you think we should do it again, something like this?
Definitely. We'd like to say how grateful we are for you giving us this opportunity to have a bit of a platform and a voice, trying to get a message out to parents. Just don't be ashamed, it's okay. We all go through this.
Exactly. It's also something that Brooklyn's Radio really, really genuinely support is small businesses. So it's great to see two women who've had an idea fill that gap in the market, as SJ was saying earlier, and make a real success of it. So well done to you.
Well done.
Thank you for coming in.
I really appreciate that.
Brooklyn's Radio goes back to school on Mondays in September. Brought to you by nomorenits.com. Expert care, strand by strand.